44. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, hour number three, is Tiger Tuesday, October 7th, 2025 edition. Well, part of the road funding formula that they have put together in Lansing is drawing criticism regarding cannabis. Michigan Republican Party's Cannabis Caucus, didn't even know they had such a thing, announced yesterday that the new budget that creates a new law of a 24% wholesale tax on cannabis is going to gang rape the industry, quote unquote. Terminology typically avoided in public press releases. Well, the quote is attributed to George Burko, chairman of the Republican Cannabis Caucus of Michigan. Not part of the Michigan Republican Party, so a little correction there, MERS News Service. George is also a former congressional candidate in the old 9th Congressional District. He's the only person quoted in the release saying that this new cannabis tax is going to squeeze small businesses, causing fewer jobs and generate less money being paid into the system. This is a gang rape of the cannabis industry. Nobody should be celebrating this, said Burko. He followed it up with a comment that says Republicans say they're for low taxes. Republicans say they support free markets. Republicans say that now they care about the little guy. Then, and this is his exact quote, then they piss in all of our faces like this. The only things evidently they care about is what is best for large corporations, and that's got to stop. The Republican Cannabis Caucus described the new wholesale tax passage like a thief in the night, based on the fact that it passed in the state Senate late in the night. Burko said he's going to launch a meme warfare campaign in the districts, cities, communities, and neighborhoods of the lawmakers who voted in favor of this new cannabis tax. Says he's going to send a fleet assault on mobile billboards that will be impossible to ignore. George, this was not, just for the record, I want you to know something. This was not the Republicans' idea. Governor Gretchen Whitmer was pushing this back in February of this year. Shortly after her State of the State address, she's the one that came up with this idea. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand you're mad. And I understand Republicans voted for it. But the idea was pushed by Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer as a way to fund the roads. And I understand the Republicans had to vote for it or it wouldn't have passed. I get it. But I think on these mobile billboards, George, you should also have a picture of Governor Gretchen Whitmer in the background. Because behind the scenes, this was her idea. Matt Hall, the Speaker of the House, and the Republicans just went along with it. And I know you're mad. Why is George so mad? He owns a couple of retail marijuana shops down in Oakland County area. They're messing with his livelihood, his business, by creating this new 24% wholesale tax. This is going to affect this industry tremendously. Some have even predicted it may cause it to collapse. Some of the producers, the farmers, are not going to get the request for orders. Supply is going to go down as a way to try to stabilize the prices. When you eliminate or lower supply, prices go up because it's scarce. It's hard to get. Well, many are saying it's going to drive the black market back into existence. Gangs and drug dealers will be back pushing illegal marijuana. Has it been screened? Has it been tested? God only knows what you're smoking. Well, George is mad, and he made MERS News Service. Just saying. And honestly, it's what you get when you tax something. It's how stupid government is in Lansing. The more you tax something, the less taxes you're going to get. Actually, to the point where you could bankrupt the industry. So we'll see what happens. Now, another component of the budget, I got enough time, I think I can squeeze this in. Michigan's new budget uses leftover dollars from the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve, known as the SOAR Fund, which basically in the past awarded grants to big corporations in exchange for them building in our state. And it gives them that money to the Prescription Kids Cash Payment Welfare Program for Babies. MERS News Service learned that the Senate Democrats in their budget gave $250 million of the LAPS SOAR Fund to the RX Kids Program. The RX Kids Program first launched in Flint last year, 2024. Providing $1,500 to pregnant women who apply for it, regardless of their income or if they're working. And in addition, $500 per month for the first 12 months of their baby's life. More than 2,000 families in Flint are enrolled in the program. So far, they've issued $10.9 million in cash payments. Well, now the program is going to be expanded beyond Flint. Most recently, Royal Oak Township and Hazel Park infants born after September 1st of this year, each household can receive the $500 a month payments for only the first 6 months. Additional areas, payments of $500 for a baby's first 6 months are now being issued in Pontiac, Clare County, the eastern part of the Upper Peninsula, including Alger, Chippewa, Lewis, Mackinac, and Schoolcraft counties. RX Kids, in the new fiscal year 2026 budget, will end up receiving $270 million total. $250 million from the unused SOAR fund and $20 million from the Federal Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program. It will be a one-time deposit that needs to be used over 3 years, fully utilized by the end of September of 2029. Finally, hearing from Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, I am thrilled that more moms and babies will be able to start out with more stability now that we've expanded RX Kids. Diapers, car seats, daycare, it'll all add up quickly, especially at a time when costs are so high. And I'm extremely proud to be helping parents during this exciting and challenging times in their lives. Of course, referring to the expenses incurred when you have a new baby. When the state first contributed to the RX Kids program, we allocated only $16.5 million during 2023. We made it primarily funding extremely low-income families. Because of restrictions, the funding was limited to babies whose births were covered by Medicaid. The rest of the RX Kids program's operations prior to this new funding depended on donations and local government funding. Now, this comes from Lansing. 80% of the total cost is ginormous. It's massive, said Dr. Mana Hanna. She is the RX Kids founder, as well as an assistant associate dean at the Michigan State University for Public Health. We were raising money left and right. It's all we were doing to try to match the federal dollars. But now this allows us to raise much more from other sources. So, if you live up here in the eastern part of the UP, contact the Department of Health and Human Services. Ask about the RX Kids program. Alger, Chippewa, Luce, Mackinac, and Schoolcraft counties. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
See the largest outdoor event and concert venue in North America, Liberty Mountain, USA, in Farwell, Michigan. Saturday, October 11th. Gates open at 4. Tours start at 5. Live concerts with two bands will start at 7. There'll be food and drinks available. Come party for free and see this unbelievable outdoor venue. Liberty Mountain, USA is located at 1001 Mott Mountain Road, Farwell, Michigan, in beautiful Clare County. See you there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today here, this Tiger Tuesday. Again, they play at 4 o'clock today. Hopefully they can win at Comerica Park. We shall see. I want to mention a couple of things that are happening. For some reason, I don't know if his meeting ran long. We weren't able to get Ian Murphy on the show today. He's got an event this Saturday at the new South location, Harvest Day Festival, their first annual one. We'll be talking with Ian, hopefully after the show today, perhaps get him on the show tomorrow to talk about it. We also, Liberty Mountain USA down in Clare County is having an open house sneak preview of the largest outdoor concert event venue in North America. They claim that this venue can hold up to 40,000 people. This thing is unbelievable. Now, Vicky and I will be there on Saturday. If you would like, text me LM for Liberty Mountain. I'll send you the link to their website. You can get the directions, the address there on the website. Gates are opening at 4. Tours will start at 5. Live concert, 2 bands, Saturday night at 7. They'll have food and beverages available to purchase. The event itself is open, free to the public. We'd love for you guys to come and join us this Saturday, October the 11th, down in Clare County, Michigan. It's right off of 115. 1001 Mott, M-O-T-T, Mountain Road. So we're excited. We are very much committed to this project, this venue. We're going to promote it. We're going to have concerts there next year. We're reaching out to Jelly Roll and Kid Rock, planning a big outdoor concert there next summer. So we're excited. We want you guys to be part of it. One of the things that we are looking at, is the process of how this is all going to come together regarding Axe My Tax, the media campaign, other things that we are doing. We will let you guys know every single day how to become part of it, how you can help us out, how you can spread the word, how you can share our text messages. I just had, during the break, 3 people text me Axe. So I sent them the link to axemytax.org. They're going to get petition sheets share the text message. Share it. Don't just click on the link, go to the website, and get a sheet. When I send you guys a text, forward it to 10 people you know. Have them forward it to 10 people they know. Make sure you mention to them to have their people that they send it to, have them send it to 10 people. We've got to get this information viral. We have to get it out there. And we're relying on you guys to do it. Pure and simple. It's that basic. We get the signatures. We put it on the ballot. It passes. We, you and I, this radio family, help change the state of Michigan permanently and forever. Absolutely, we can do this. Now text me media. You can listen to the radio commercial. You can watch it on YouTube. It is a video that we can use on TV. Same YouTube video can be used by radio stations, can be used by TV stations. I produced it specifically that way. It's a 30-second spot, and it'll work on TV as well as radio. And we can text message it. You guys have been hearing the radio station playing the commercial. That's what we hope to do on other stations across the state of Michigan. So, lots of things happening. Now, anytime after 12 noon throughout the day, if you hear me talk about something on the repeat of the broadcast on the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, or you're listening later on podcasts on demand, as long as it's past 12 noon, you can call me. You can text me. 231-360-5140. I get text messages all the time throughout the day. People listen later on, later tonight after dinner. My phone gets messages all day long. Goes in the sleep mode roughly at about 11:30. I check on the radio station at midnight, and I'm out until usually 7 o'clock the next morning. But you can text me, call me during the day, no problem. 231-360-5140. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be good. Now, real quick, Michelle, I apologize. I ran out of time. She's going to do a billboard campaign for Charlie Kirk here in Sheboygan. Text me Kirk, and I'll send you her number. That's it for today. Now back to 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Go Tigers. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000.